This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, so to the epidemiological news here. The Centers for Disease Control said today it is not a question of if the coronavirus starts spreading here, but when, which is alarming. But the Department of Health and Human Services said that it'll have a vaccine in human trials in about 6 weeks, which seems quick. But there is a medical supply chain disruption question here to be asked about the coronavirus. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that one.
Pharmacist Meyer Davidoff at the New Jersey-based Invictus Pharmacy has been getting a lot of calls from patients lately.
And of course, we do reassure them, tell them that everything's fine as of now.
Davidoff says most of the calls are people asking about respirator masks and flu vaccines. But pharmacists are concerned that if the coronavirus outbreak continues, it could start disrupting the drug supply chain, says Doug Hoy, who runs the National Community Pharmacists Association.
China controls the raw active ingredients for numerous antibiotics and other drugs.
Also, generic prescription drugs used to treat blood pressure and diabetes. And it's difficult for pharmacies to predict which drugs could be affected, says Nicolette Lewis-Saint, the executive director of the nonprofit Healthcare Ready, which helps link pharmacists to drug suppliers. She's been tracking drug supply chains amid the coronavirus outbreak.
For many products and many classes of products, the supply chain looks different. So it's really hard to create a broad stroke assessment of the potential shortages or just challenges that patients may see.
The FDA says it's asked drug manufacturers to let it know if they anticipate any disruptions because of the coronavirus. And it says companies haven't reported any shortages yet. Ashish Jha at the Harvard School of Public Health says that's because the supply chain has some built-in safeguards.
For instance, if there's a pharmaceutical company in India that's, you know, manufacturing a drug where they get the active ingredient from China, those pharmaceutical companies in India often will stockpile a lot of that active ingredient.
And in the U.S., pharmacies have built-in safeguards as well. Meyer Davidoff at Invictus Pharmacy again.
We always have at least 2 or 3 months of any chronic medication a patient might have.
Davidoff says if there's a shortage, pharmacists could work to help patients find alternative drugs in the meantime. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.